Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
In today's episode, we are going to talk about time and how we can have more time. Any athlete can probably identify that point in the game where you're just so focused on that ball that time seems to slow down. It's almost as if you can watch the action in slow motion. I know that I had this experience many times in my younger days. For me, it was playing hacky sack, which isn't necessarily a traditional sport, but I found that I became quite good when I was able to slow down my perception to see and track with more clarity. With this kind of focus, it was as if I could experience time slowing down and see the ball move in slow motion and be able to respond more effectively and with quicker reflexes. This is just one example of how time is, in fact, merely perception. How much time you have in a day may feel completely different on a day that's busy and full than on a day where there's not much to do, and you may even recall some days as a child when you used to get bored, if you can believe that. Now perhaps it feels to you as if there's just never enough time. I would like to challenge this thought and suggest that the reason there seems to be so little time is because of the amount of time we spend thinking about what we need to do, or should do, or have done, or might do, or wish we would do. All this time we spend in our own minds debating, fantasizing, worrying, planning, analyzing, comparing, we really don't need it. So much of those thoughts are unproductive and repetitive. In my own life, I often catch myself in these busy thoughts, and I found that allowing myself to remember that I don't need them allows me to open up a little bit of clear space, and that focus allows time to slow down in its own special way, just for me. I would like to assist you in also utilizing this practice of quieting down those busy thoughts to allow you to have more time for the things that truly matter in your life. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and find yourself a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down, and allow your eyes to gently drift closed. You can begin by noticing the feeling of your body, feeling where your arms and legs are in the space, and noticing any sensations, light or heavy, warm or cool, fuzzy, tingly, dense, calm, comfortable, or tense and tight. And simply breathe into these spaces. A few deep, soothing breaths. As you begin to imagine a beautiful light, a healing energy right above your head, and allow it to simply float down over your forehead, your eyes, and your nose, around your ears, your mouth, your jaw, down into your throat, across your shoulders and down your arms, down into your chest, and down into your belly, this light, this healing, soothing energy. Just imagining it can flow down through your hips to your legs, down through your knees and your ankles, down into your toes and out the bottoms of your feet, allowing a sense of comfort or relaxation to flood your entire system. Like dunking yourself into an ocean of calmness. Floating now, easily and effortlessly, through this ocean of calm and comfort. And for the next few moments, we're going to practice quieting our thoughts, those busy thoughts that come, and simply opening up some space within. So simply noticing your breath now. You can either focus on your breath and how present you can be to your own body for these next few moments, or you can begin to think of something you're truly grateful for, allowing that feeling of gratitude to fill you up, remembering what's most important. And if ever your thoughts wander, gently bringing them back to this feeling of gratitude. Simply practicing noticing the thoughts that come into your mind and reminding yourself that you don't need them. We sometimes think we need all these thoughts to feel prepared, to feel a sense of control. I invite you to begin to trust yourself that what you need will be there when you need it. You don't need these thoughts. Simply pat them on the head. Tell them, shh, it's okay. And then refocus on what's most important. Building this practice now in this quiet place just for you will make it just that much easier to continue to do this for yourself, to free up some space and time in each day of your life. when we make a little space within, it becomes so much easier to see how we really do want to prioritize our time and energy. No longer wasting it on busy thoughts, the mind's attempts to prepare us for anything and everything. Instead, notice how easily and effortlessly you can begin to feel a sense of ease and open time in your life, for joy, for purpose, for connection. For relaxation. Simply telling those busy thoughts, shh, it's okay. We don't need to think about that right now. Try this out for a few days and see what kind of time opens up for you. Finding a way back now into the room, into your body, feeling those limbs waking up. Wiggling those toes, those fingers, and whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. But before you get back to your day, I invite you to take a few moments to appreciate you for taking this time to tune in to you. Thank you so much for listening to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast. This is the last week to get on the waitlist for the Quiet Your Inner Critic course. This 7-part online course will be going live in January, and those of you who have already signed up for the waitlist, you can expect a wonderful surprise in your inbox the moment the course goes live. So if you would like to find out what that amazing surprise is and learn how to quiet down that inner critic so that you can be your most confident self, go to jenniferdevue.com and get on that waitlist for the Quiet Your Inner Critic 7-part online course.